Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Well, welcome, friends. It is great to have you with us today. Mahoney is frantically scrambling in studio trying to get this camera ready because is today the day? Is the big reveal for Producer X going to be happening later when we fire up the stream?
I believe so. Okay. I believe so. I'm looking at him on camera right now. Handsome. Mm. Handsome devil.
Mahoney, I just watched you do this. You were saying he was frantic. His hair kind of got a little pushed forward there for a moment. I don't know if you saw it. It felt very 90s.
Yeah, it's a. You might not know this. He wears a toupee. Yeah,
is that what it is?
It was got falling,
a little,
slipping.
Got a little out of place,
the
yeah.
The glue was coming up.
That's right.
Can't afford hair plugs.
No, Mahoney, the waft, the 90s waft didn't look bad.
I blew-dried my hair.
Blew-dried?
How do you say it?
Blow-dried.
No, it's blue.
Blue-dry?
Like B-L-U-E.
Oh.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
My towel's blue, and I dried it with it.
Okay, it blue.
You do have a bit of an extra wave today, so like I said, when we fire up the stream, everyone's in for two treats.
Twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney.
That's right. So some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first, Dave Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, some bad news. I mean, you have to move if you find a surprise iguana in your toilet multiple times,
yes.
Right? Like, you got to go.
Yes.
There's no way I'm staying in that house.
No.
Florida man said he learned to lift his toilet seat with some apprehension after finding iguanas inside the commode. 3 times in 4 days.
Oh, Jesus.
The man said the iguana incursions, a bit of a mystery. Multiple attempts have been made to keep the lizards from returning, but to no avail. So there is no end in sight. You got to pack up. You got to move your stuff. I'm sorry. This is the iguana's house.
Anything
now.
That you do not see that is has access to your bits,
uh-huh.
That can bite your bits,
yeah.
Two bits, not good.
No one likes that.
No.
What do iguanas eat? Are they just
lettuce.
Eat leaves and stuff?
And crickets.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I fed mine when I had an iguana.
You had an iguana too?
Yeah. He broke his jaw. I think he fell.
Oh.
And then he died.
He fell?
We had a pretty big terrarium.
You had a terrarium that was so big that your iguana fell and broke his jaw?
I think so.
Maybe he did it on purpose.
I mean, maybe, you know.
Maybe he jumped.
Yeah, got a little behind on his gambling debts.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
I feel like I would have a bit of a moral dilemma here. And Audrey, tell me if you're on the same side as me. But there is an assistant professor that was out shopping at a thrift store, and he saw a painting, and he decided that he liked the painting. It strikes me as a pretty expensive painting at a thrift store. It's $125. But, you know, I guess
art is expensive. Yeah. No matter where you go. Art, rugs, patio furniture, wedding and baby stuff. Those are like the 5 most expensive things in the world.
Very true.
He suspected that this might be an original, did some research, and figured out that it was, in fact, an original. It's called Eve in the Rose Garden, a 1982 work from a Georgia artist by the name of Keith Bankston. Anyone know if
very
he's a big
familiar.
Deal? Yeah.
I had no idea.
This guy died at the age of 34 all the way back in 1992, so I guess his paintings are pretty rare and they're pretty sought after. But this is what gets me. This dude, who's the assistant professor, decided to donate the painting to a museum in Macon, Georgia.
Well, I mean, he's a professor. He is definitely going to be one of those guys who wants to pay the knowledge forward to someone else who wants to come and view this beautiful piece of art.
We can still do all of that and still get paid. So they're saying that they don't know the exact amount even yet because the museum hasn't assigned a value to it. And I don't know if that's intentional with them going, yeah, let's not tell them it's worth like $4 million. But
do they even just like, do they pay out?
The museum?
Yeah, is that how
that
would happen?
No, I think that they're just like, thanks for the donation.
No, but like, if he were to be like, hi, I have this painting of this one guy who's only had 10 paintings, you know, before he passed at age 34, what can you offer me? They wouldn't offer him anything?
How do museums get all of their stuff?
They buy it.
They have to, like, auction?
Or steal it.
Oh.
Steal it, yeah.
A lot of times it's, you know, we invade countries.
Oh, and then steal their, yeah, for sure.
You remember that whole thing? It was like Pier 1 or something like that? It was like a really random, it was like Hobby Lobby or Pier 1 or some store that you'd never expect that was importing a whole bunch of Iraqi artifacts. And you're like, how is Pier 1 over here getting stuff from Saddam Hussein's former palace?
You still hear like families getting art back from World War II, you know, from when the Nazis, you know, just
took everything.
But I mean,
crazy.
Would you guys donate?
No, hell no.
There's no way, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, pay me.
Yes.
I found this. I was out here thrift shopping.
That's right.
Man,
yeah.
Macklemore.
Is he even relevant anymore?
Yeah, man, Macklemore's great. He's still doing just fine.
Is he? Okay, good for
him.
Good for him.
Still playing festivals and stuff.
He's opening up for Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, good. Good for him.
Why do you hate Macklemore?
I don't hate him.
Sounds like you hate Macklemore.
I just didn't think he... I thought he was still wandering around at thrift shops. I didn't know he'd come out from the woodworks.
So why aren't you answering the question? Why would you... Are you trying to pretend like you're the one good person on this show that would...
Hell no! You think that I seriously would be like, here you go, good sir. I have a Camry that's got all four sides of it all dinged up. I'm fine with that. You just take this piece of art. No way. I would squander for every penny. I would negotiate.
Yeah, be like, I'm talking to this other museum down the street, and they're offering me more.
Yes.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
My question is for the rich and the poor. How long should an average pair of shoes last you? I know some people have multiple pair of shoes, so of course that's going to last them longer, but how long is your average pair of shoes? Have a good one.
Message deleted.
I don't think I have a good answer to this because it really varies on the kind of shoes. Like, there's some shoes that, for me, they're mostly black and they're easier to keep clean. But there's other shoes, like the white ones, like the white Nikes. They're like almost single wear. I mean, it's not really, obviously, but once they get dirty, that fresh clean
and trying to clean them
is just it's
I ruined
gone.
A pair yeah. of brand new Brooks that I had. My walking shoes.
Some Brooks Beast?
They were something. They were something. Not the Beast, but they were one of them. Anyway, I stepped in some mud while we were in Hawaii. I mean, like, my foot, like, submerged into, like, a puddle of mud.
Yeah.
And they are just brown now.
And they were white shoes.
They were gray.
Oh,
and there's I washed them twice, tried to do it, and it's just, they're now my, like, whatever, grass cutting, like, walking wherever, like, but I
For
can never.
For all the grass cutting you do, yeah.
Terrain shoe.
But I can never wear those with an outfit out ever again.
Never.
Just because I would say my walking shoes last me about a year. Traditionally, okay. But I have a pair of dress shoes, which I recommend any guy who's out there go to like Nordstrom Rack or look, keep it. They have a lot of sales, but like Allen Edmonds, it's an American company for dress shoes. I've had my Allen Edmonds dress shoes for, I think, a decade now.
Shout out to Allen.
They're really well. You just keep.
If you get a good pair of dress shoes, like you can just always wear.
And they're
the
classic.
Same pair.
Yeah.
Women's dress shoes. There's just like no comfort level. I see girls who are wearing like red bottoms often, and they don't have the courage to say that they're not comfortable. So you buy like a $1,200 pair of shoes.
Is that how much those
plus,
are?
Oh, that's like just for basic black patent or leather, like the shiny patent leather or whatever with the red bottom. Like that is like basic entry level stiletto, and then plus. I mean, they go way the. The cost of them is outrageous. But, I mean, for the most part, they're not very comfortable. So you're just kind of doing it for the brand, right? But, I mean, that's just all heels in general. All women's heels, unless you find them that have, like, the double padding that is, like, for business wear that aren't, like, the hottest pair of heels that you've ever put on your feet, you're just really just sucking it up the whole time.
Period. Is there a single pair of shoes that you can wear out that are comfortable?
Yeah, sneakers. That's why I'm a sneakers and dress girl.
Outside of sneakers, though, right?
Flip-flops?
Yeah, I mean, like sandals.
Sandals, okay.
I mean, but even sometimes it depends on the sandal, too.
Yeah, as far as, like, my wife's more of a wedge. She doesn't have, I mean, she has a pair of heels, but, like, we've been together for, you know, whatever, 11 years. And I think I've seen her wear heels maybe once in those 11 years.
Who invented heels?
A man.
I want to have a conversation a sadist. With you. I mean, we look great in them.
Yeah, you do.
But, I mean, man, the entire time we're just like, ow, 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 ow. Can't wait to take these off. Can't wait to take these off. Half the time, we also have, like, a secondary pair of shoes.
I like that.
Can you imagine if you had to do that, wear a secondary pair of shoes?
No chance. 0% chance. But, yeah, the girls would go out with the big purse so that way they can bring their extra pair of shoes with them.
Yeah, so you get the pictures with the first pair because that's the one that matters.
No, so you don't end up being that really drunk girl who's walking around
ratchet
with the shoe.
Feet.
Oh, God.
If you are somebody who has done that in the past, not looking at myself or anything, but if you have done that in the past, you do it one time and then you just feel the stares and you feel how gross you are. Because sometimes.
Dude, your feet, the bottom of your feet are black.
Yeah, but like it's better than breaking your ankle because your feet hurt so bad at some point.
Yeah, you step on a needle.
Those hammered girls. Yeah, what are you, they walking through Skid Row?
That's where I walk.
I normally see them in a casino. Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, do you think that girl slept with Jesse Palmer and he said he was you? you know, goes both ways.
Message
so deleted. There was something funny that happened last week. A woman or out is out there saying that she slept with Dave Farah.
Nice-looking woman, right?
That he never did.
I'd never even met her in person before.
Back in the day. This is a fleeting moment of passion. Don't remember it at all.
I feel like it was.
Is that a testament bad she was?
Hold on. We have to be careful how we frame this. It's not that I don't remember it. It's that it did not happen. I would have no problem admitting because, again, she's attractive and everything else, but it just didn't happen.
I mean, maybe that could be a move for Jesse Palmer because Dave Farah is the poor man's Jesse Palmer.
So here's the
slumming it?
Yeah, here's the really crappy thing about if he hooks up with.
Yeah.
Here's the bad thing about being the poor man's Jesse
Palmer.
Dollar
store Jesse Palmer.
Is that Jesse Palmer is not really that famous, so you kind of have to explain to people who Jesse Palmer is.
Guys know who he is, though.
Kind of.
I feel like some girls do because he was on that. He was
Bachelor
a host
now,
of The
right?
Bachelor or something
no,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
Bachelor
like,
in Paradise.
He's on the way up, right? Yeah. But for years, I've had to explain who Jesse Palmer is so that way people would appreciate that I'm the poor man's Jesse Palmer. And then they go, oh, yeah, I do know that guy. Yeah, you sort of are an uglier version of him.
Does it break your heart every time? Like, does it hurt?
No, it could be way worse. I mean, at least he's like a former college athlete, you know,
right.
Good looking.
When people give me the Carson Daly thing, that kind of hurts because like Carson Daly
looks like Carson Daly looks
ugly.
Like he got stung by 1,000 bees.
Does not.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Well, this is quite the headline, Audrey. She sent over the story. Headline is, people on dating apps are super horny and depressed.
It's science.
Did we need a medical study to figure this out? I feel like this is common knowledge.
So, Audrey, you've been talking about your close friend and how she just doesn't really like the dating app scene because of this.
Right.
And it's just kind of a toxic environment and big hookup culture and everything else. But you guys did go out this past weekend.
Oh, it was such a fail.
Oh, really?
It was so bad.
Because the whole thing is like she didn't want to get on dating apps because everyone's exactly like this article says, just sort of in a weird place, it seems, on dating apps. That's not universal. But you guys decided that you're going to go out and like try to meet somebody in the wild.
Right, in a place where we weren't going to have like a, you know, people who were traveling in town. Like, so we were like, well, let's stay away from like the hotels area, like the hotel bars, which is kind of where a lot of the fun gimmicky stuff is. So it's kind of tough because that's where it serves a lot of the more fun
cocktails.
So
what type of place did you guys go to?
So we were looking for something that had like a cool like comedy club feel, maybe like a lounge feel, like a something like that, right? Where you could get craft cocktails or wine and just kind of chill.
Yeah.
Like the ambiance would be like low key and it wouldn't be like over the top gimmicky.
Not clubby, not gimmicky.
Exactly,
yeah, sure.
Right?
Okay, got it.
We were looking and there's just nothing, by the way. I mean, we were scouring the internet and if it does happen, it's like in the downtown area on like a Wednesday. And again, that serves no one.
Right.
So we were looking and we finally found something that we thought, okay, this is cute. It's smaller. If we do sit at the bar, it won't be weird because it's attached to a condo. Let's try it.
So you guys get all dolled up and you're the wing woman.
First of all, it was a $30 copay in order to have a seat.
What?
What?
A $30 copay? I've never heard
what
of that.
What is it? A copay?
Right.
What, is this an insurance cohort?
Exactly. So it was
on?
Like, pay $30 for entry. That way it solidifies whether or not, like, if you make it, awesome, we'll put it towards your bill. If not, then we keep the $30.
Okay.
So all we were right. Like, okay, no big deal. We plan on coming. And we get a call 5 minutes after our reservation. They're like, hey, we're just making sure. Are you still going to be here for your rezzo? Sure. We're walking in right now.
They called you within 5 minutes?
5 minutes. Usually you have a 15-minute grace period, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
But as we were walking in, and this is where I look over at my friend and I go, they were panicking. The $30 is for a panic. The 5 minute after our rezzo was done was a panic. There was not a single person other than the workers at 8:30 on a Friday night or on a Saturday night.
Really?
I'm not kidding. Not a single person was in this place.
Oh.
And we sit down and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so dead. We are the reason why they are going to be able to walk away with any cash tonight. Not a single person was in this place.
So how long did you guys hang out?
We stayed for a drink and a charcuterie board because they were another place that had like only 6 items on the menu. Usually for me, that means great. These are the 6 items that they're really good at crafting.
Yeah.
Awesome. They had like nothing available. All we were able to get was a charcuterie board. I got an old fashioned. She got a cute little cocktail or whatever.
Yeah.
Water. I got a bullet on ice, basically. But it was just water. You know me. You've seen me drink alcohol before. I usually do like a like face.
You got the face.
It was water. I like was like, this
really?
Is.
Really?
I was so disappointed.
You're going to leave a Yelp review?
No, I mean, no, we're just not going to go back. And she was like, of course, we would pick this place. She was like, we would pick this place to go.
You spent all this time getting ready
She spent two hours getting ready for not a single body. And then this waiter comes up, and he's tatted. Like, I'm talking yatted daddy from the neck down hot.
Yeah.
Like, and we were like, Kennedy, this was it. This is the moment where we knew that this was going to be like an empty place, empty space.
And finally,
so that you can talk to the waiter.
Yeah.
And like, it can be like just you and him flirting. Man, the second sentence he comes out with was, I get it. You guys have to take pictures for social media. I have a girlfriend. I get it. And we're like, this is the worst day ever.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
You know, a lot of people get online because they're looking for love, and most people are doing it through dating apps now. You know, the Tinders of the world and Hinge and Bumble and all of that stuff has really kind of taken over the dating culture online. But there are still some people who go on Craigslist.
Dave, it's the nostalgia of what Craigslist brings. These are the same type of guys who are out there watching old school pornos from the 70s and 80s on VHS.
Oh, so sticky.
You say guys, and yeah, they're mostly all guys.
It's all men.
Yeah, there's one female in here that we'll get to in just a moment. But let's start with one that's entitled White Truck Leaving the Spa on Wednesday. And this is actually dude for dude. You were leaving the spa around 12:30 in a white truck. I was leaving around the same time. I'd like to find out what you were there for. Maybe I could help you with something? Tell me what type of truck you were driving and if you noticed what I was driving.
So is this one of those happy ending type of spas?
Yeah, this ain't like the Waldorf Astoria spa.
Yeah, you're
like
not. This is not a fancy hotel spa. Yeah. It's got a rainforest mister.
If your car is parked right outside of the spa door, it's in a strip mall. We all know what's going
Dude.
On there.
You don't park in the front. If you are going to a happy ending place, if you are dumb enough to park in the front,
yeah,
anywhere near the vicinity.
That's on you.
I prefer parking it in the back.
Mm.
Oh.
This, Mahoney, could be for you. It is also mail for mail. It's for Sam's Club because you have been
I am a Sam's Club member.
Cheating on Costco. Went into Sam's tonight, and like everything else in there was a big bulky thing, and it was you.
Oh, my God.
Does sound like
you
me.
You were the bigger, chubby white guy in gym shorts and a T-shirt.
Still checking out?
Always see similar guys like that. Love to wonder if any were curious. I like that it's not even like, here's a specific dude. Just like any chubby white guy in gym
Who
shorts.
Who also likes to buy in bulk.
Uh-huh. All right, here's our
loan.
You
just saved, Dave. You saved. You need to become a member.
Here is the lone female for male. You went shopping at a grocery store this morning. I may have looked at your eyes a couple of times, but I couldn't continue looking because I would have died blushing. You were really nice. Hoping you had fun at the gym. Maybe I'll see you later. By the way, ugh, I just can't remember what your tank top said. It's kind of bothering me.
Spring Shooters, break. Shooter, shoot.
Spring break, Daytona, 1998. That's what it said.
Audrey, is this you?
No, okay. It was not me.
This is a male for female. This is one that's entitled Whole Foods Great Smile. Attractive female wearing black leggings. This afternoon, your cart was blocking the refrigerated dip and salsa. You noticed and apologized with a smile. We made eye contact. I smiled back. I thought you were beautiful and regretted not saying something as you walked off. Will the internet give me a second chance?
Oh, gosh. I mean, is the biggest trap in America wearing those booty crack leggings in a grocery store?
Yes.
Or just anywhere, I guess.
USA.
Like,
anywhere USA, but the grocery store, there's something that makes everyone 30% more attractive in a grocery store.
So, but the leggings, I feel like the new booty crack leggings are the ones that everybody needs to be wearing.
Yes.
Those are almost too much.
You think?
I mean,
I'm booty crack legging. I'm cracking up.
I feel like that's just almost too much ass for
any man to
public consumption.
Okay. Well.
You can't handle yourself?
Nope.
Mahoney's hiding behind the produce section because he's like, oh, God.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Thank God we have brave patriots like this guy, Mahoney. Otherwise, we would have no idea what kind of danger that we were in as a nation.
Dave, tell me about this hero.
A Florida man was arrested for allegedly driving a stolen truck onto the Patrick Space Force Base on a mission from the President of the United
States.
Wait,
we actually have a Space Force base?
Yeah. And this guy stole a truck. Three days prior.
Yeah.
It's a 2013 Ford F-150.
Very reliable.
As you do. You steal those kind of vehicles and beaties. He decided that he was going to have that vehicle for about 3 days, and then he was going to go on this very important mission, which was to drive to the Space Force base and alert them that he was on a mission from the President of the United States. He said that the President told him that he needed to go there. Not so much in like a text message or a phone call or even a written letter.
Did
but
he telepathically tell him?
He did. He told him in his head.
Yeah. I mean, that's. Yep. Did he say which president?
In their dreams?
He did not say which president.
Because I have some ideas. Which one it may be.
He said that the president told him in his head that he needed to take the stolen vehicle to the base to tell the government that the U.S. is going to soon be fighting Chinese alien dragons.
I mean, what
I don't
if
know.
China?
China's crazy right now.
I mean, what if they do have some alien dragons that we don't know about? Again, how did we come
up
with?
We're all going to feel pretty stupid. We're sitting here laughing at this guy, and then all of a sudden it comes true.
Do we not remember Randy Quaid in Independence Day?
That's right.
Saved America.
That's right.
And the world. So we'll just drive that F-150, that 2013 F-150, right into the.
Here's one detail that I left out of the story. This was actually Randy Quaid.
Ah,
certainly could have been if he was allowed in the United States, which I don't think he is anymore.
But think about this. There's so much mythology behind dragons.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How, and it's kind of covers many cultures, they had to exist at some point, right?
Or just like a lot of more like crazy drugs like peyote and stuff. Or...
I'm pretty sure Dragon Ball Z is not a cartoon. It is that is historically accurate.
It's nonfiction.
Yeah.
So this is doing it wrong. When it comes to, you know, let's say that you're interested in somebody.
Okay.
And you see them on the beach, you know, like that can be a meat market, right?
I mean, you're out there, you're seeing most of your body's exposed.
In this case, all of his body was exposed.
Oh, no.
A naked Florida man followed three women on a beach for several blocks early Saturday morning, touching himself the entire time.
What would you do if you were one of these three women? And you turn around and this guy's just fiddling it. Because I feel like it's never like in the motion that you think. It's really them just kind of like tickling it.
I wish they had a dong taser that like, you know, because like that specifically women could aim at dudes who pull out their junk.
If you pull out your junk, you deserve to get a dong taser.
It would zero in on the junk and then just tase the hell out of it. Because we have the technology to hit a beehole right in the center with a bidet.
Okay, so which is worse, getting tased on the twig or the berries?
Berries,
yeah.
I feel like another like good deterrent is just to like ask them if they've got a condom and they'll like run every time. You know what I mean? Just like, here's a condom. They're like, no! For the love of God!
You can call it the berry blaster.
You know, you had the bug assault gun, which you put the table salt in and you shoot flies. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like a taser specifically to tase nuts would sell very well.
The man was still naked when the police eventually caught up with him, and they took him into custody, and there was a mugshot of him, and he was looking pretty proud of himself in his mugshot.
Clothes?
There is nothing, I mean, again.
Yeah, for the mugshot, yeah, they put some clothes on him.
I feel like the male body is just
awful,
horrendous.
In every way.
In every sense.
It's
no matter
just,
even the guys who are in great shape, random male nudity, no one wants to see.
I don't know. Because men have really been working on their butts recently, and before times, yes, because those little teeny tiny butts when they were walking away,
flat ass pancakes,
just your little teeny tiny little butts.
You got these amazing pecs
now
and
no
ass.
Now you got these huge asses running around like big old booties.
Yeah, that Manny Machado cake.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave and Mahoney. So I'm getting married next year, and I really don't want to register for any gifts other than cash. Is that appropriate? Can you register just for cash?
Message deleted.
Yeah, I think that's become a more normal thing where you have a little, like you pass
how
a little offering plate around.
That's what I want to know, because I don't think if you're over a certain age, you should be registering for anything.
I mean, that's true. Like, if this is your second or third marriage, what are you doing?
Like, my wife and I did not register for anything. I don't think you registered for your wedding. I don't.
No.
I mean, I gave money.
Yeah. To cover $40.
$38.50. cover my drinks at the bar. Uh-huh. I don't know, man. Like, I just feel so bad for my friends who are just constantly, you know, you're hit with baby stuff, marriage stuff, and you're like, why am I funding other people's life choices?
Look, if you're young and you're just starting out, I get it, right? Like, if you actually need a blender for your house,
yes,
and it's your first house, and you're like, you know, housewarming gifts, all of that stuff. But, I mean, I don't think that maybe it's just because the age that I'm at now. I just don't get invited. I can't tell you the last time I got invited to a housewarming party.
Because nobody's buying homes.
Do they still do? Is that what it is? Nobody's buying homes anymore?
I mean, do you know anybody who's recently moved into a home?
No. I guess not. I guess all the people that just have
been
houses
in homes.
Have just, yeah.
Yeah. No, or they moved into somebody else's home.
No new,
you know,
homes.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They consolidated home ship. No, I don't. I don't really know the answer to this question because I feel like any wedding that I have been to have been like mid 20s, and I feel like that's like an appropriate age to ask. But I think that, to this guy's point who called in, that the pay for the honeymoon has been pretty popular.
Yeah.
See, yep. I'll tell you how I feel when it comes to like registry gifts, especially if you, I just think of a couple of younger people I know who went and had these stupid elaborate weddings that were like $30,000 to $60,000.
Well, 30 is like average normal now.
No, is
it's
it
insane?
Yeah,
it's
I mean, it's no, but like, I mean, I'm saying for a wedding that is like, say you have 150 plus people, for just having a open bar that is wine and like beer only, no cocktails, like you're middling around 30.
If you are doing that,
which is crazy,
and you're like, parents are throwing you know, they're spending all this money on a get together or whatever, and you don't have a house or whatever, and you're taking that money and you're just, to me, it's, you're setting it on fire.
It's a single day.
It's one day
that you barely remember.
Most people do not give one damn about. They don't. They're like, yeah, this food sucks. I'm here out of obligation. I do not want to be here, but I'm here out of obligation.
I have been to some very nice, like, they spent six figures easily on the wedding and the food still sucks.
Yeah.
I feel like the one thing that mattered the most to me was food.
Oh, booze.
Booze.
Well, food and booze for sure. Those were the two things. Food, booze, music.
The best wedding I ever went to was our friend Ryan and Emily's. They had an open bar at the very beginning.
For sure.
Then they had bottles of booze on the table ready to go.
And they also
strapped
a GoPro to the bottle of Jägermeister and Fireball.
So
you get that perspective.
What you're saying is that weddings of people who don't know how to properly party are garbage. Weddings of people who properly know how to party are fun.
But I also don't think you need to spend $60,000 on something, like put yourself in a financial
Well, not everybody puts themselves in financial pits.
A lot of people do, though.
Well, I mean, because $30,000 is a lot of money, especially in the climate that we're in. But, I mean, I don't know. I think that weddings are fun. I don't think that every time I go to a wedding, I'm like, ugh, I can't believe I have to go to this wedding.
I'm a
like,
wedding.
I'm like, God, I never think that.
He is such a grump about weddings. He hates the idea.
I love. I cry at every wedding. I'm like front row, like, I just missed you yesterday, but this is beautiful.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, so do you still have like a keepsake from when you guys were little?
Message deleted.
Yeah.
Like a blankie?
No, I still have my little raccoon.
Got all my action
figures. Raccoon.
You still got Rocco?
I don't. We lost Rocky. Rocky the raccoon. He was a pillow, though. So
Mine was a puppet, which is kind of weird.
I got all my G.I. Joes, all my He-Man, my Ninja Turtles. All those still are. All my comics. I have all my comics.
Yeah, my mom saved all the baseball cards.
Yeah.
All that stuff, yeah. My mom is kind of a pack rat. Like, she's got all of the little cute drawings and stuff that all of the six kids did throughout over the years, like squirreled away in the garage at her house.
I do like. You know, my mom is similar, but she didn't have six kids, just the one. I'm so bad. There was like a almost like a 8-year period where I didn't take any pictures of myself.
Do you regret that?
Yeah, because like...
These are the years that he claims that he had abs.
I did have abs.
Mm-hmm.
What was making you not want to take pictures. The photos?
I think just, even when I started working at the radio station, I never would get in the staff photos. I just never wanted, I just didn't
get... Were you
really
self-conscious? Or?
I don't know. I don't know what it was, but there's about an 8-year period there that there were...
How interesting that it swung so back the other direction and so aggressively.
I mean, making up for lost time.
Yeah, I mean, like, all you do is just stare into your own eyes now while we're doing the Twitch stream.
I'm making sure I'm reading the chat, Dave. And looking at my beautiful face. Nothing makes me happier than the sight of me.
If you are one of those people, though, that really do not like taking pictures of yourself or having photos taken of you, I think in the end, like you said, Mahoney, you really do end up regretting
100%.
It. I mean, because it's just memories, and I mean, it's just social media. It's all these things that just...
Pictures with your friends.
The memories last so much longer. I actually have a thing where I'll take photos with a lot of my girlfriends, and if it's something that's not for social media, we do something where we call it save, don't send. Like, you're just going to save it for the memory, or do it for the memories. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of like that the digital, the
little elf cameras.
The cameras are coming back. Because to go through the whole process of, and you get the physical copy. You can keep it in your hands. And those memories of going through those books as a kid with your families and, like, looking back.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, for me, it's like with the kids, you know. And I get so nostalgic with photos from, like, 1 year ago.
But they're so little. They grow
change
so
a lot.
Fast.
But I'm like, oh, my God, this was 12 calendar months ago. Look at this. You were so precious.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you all call it homie hopping. Back on the East Coast in Baltimore, we call it getting your kneecap broke.
Message deleted.
What did he say in the beginning?
What did he say?
Said, you call it homie hopping.
And then he said he calls it what
on
in Baltimore?
The East
getting
Coast.
Your kneecaps broke. So, like, he's saying that, like, if your homie hops to your girl, then you...
Who cares? Like, if you're broke up, like, what does it matter?
Yeah, man. Like, why do you have such little D energy?
If she broke up with you and you didn't want to break up, I get that, right? Like, that's different because you wanted the relationship.
But if you broke up with her,
if it is your best boy and he slides into the DMs, I think that is so messed
Mahoney,
up. And I think that she's messed up, too, if she reaches back out to
permission granted. You can bang all of my exes if you want to.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So I don't know if you guys saw the video of this guy that went viral, but it was a barber in Los Angeles that set up on the middle of a bridge and was giving somebody a haircut.
That's an old man cow bit from, like, 30 years ago.
It is.
And it wasn't funny then.
Well, is it meant to be funny, or was it meant to be kind? Because I see people doing this all the time out of kindness.
No, was he stopping traffic?
Yeah, you see, yes, of course he was stopping traffic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Anytime anybody, I don't care
I don't even
what
know who
your cause is.
I don't even care if it's a good cause. I'll run you over.
If it's a cause I agree with, I am going to do things to subvert that cause for you causing me to be late to work.
I don't care how mad I am about any cause, about anything.
Yep.
I'm never going to go block traffic.
Yeah.
So
like,
for
that
those
just
who
me
don't
like,
know
on,
what
man.
This is, because I don't, and there's probably a demo of people who don't. So this guy was going into traffic and stopping it in order to...
He set up like a barber chair on a bridge in the middle of traffic, and he was doing it for social media clout.
For clout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, why exactly he was doing it? Because in some cases, there's protesters or whatever. They're mad about something. It's a very specific thing as to why people
that's
are out there.
To me, the level of douchebaggery, that is still not nearly as douchey as doing it for social media clout.
Yeah,
that is the absolute bottom of the barrel douchiest thing in the world you could possibly do because you want to look at how cool you are. That's, I mean, what Mancow did 30 years ago in San Francisco
right. And
what this guy is doing now. So what, did they arrest him, please?
No, they still haven't even found the guy. So they don't even know why he was doing it or what his real identity is or any of that stuff.
Was it Brutus the Barber Beefcake? Do you remember him?
No, I don't.
He was Hulk Hogan's like right-hand man in the 80s.
You're bringing up a 1980s wrestling reference?
He would put you to sleep. He had a sleeper hold, and then he would cut your hair afterwards after he knocked you out.
That was his move?
That was his like
was
signature?
His
yeah.
That's funny.
That was a pretty solid move.
But, I mean, like, how did he cut your hair? Did he do it like your boys if you were, like, drunk and you all of a sudden, like, had no hair?
Yeah, he wasn't lining you up. That was not that was like somebody's first day on the job training at Supercuts.
Now, if he drug you into the street and put you in your barber chair while passed out and cut your hair, that...
It would be okay.
That belongs on social media.
Tipsy or toddler?
I didn't get my drink on.
So you think this game would be really easy because you're like, okay, the things that a really drunk person say are nowhere near what a little kid would say, and that's just not the case. Like, when you transcribe the things that were actually said by these people, it can be really tough to figure it out. So, Mahoney, you and Audrey playing together along with everyone that's watching along today at twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. Everyone that's listening along, you can call or text us anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY. You guys ready for the first one?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, I'm just going to read the words that were said. You're trying to figure out if it's a drunk person or a little kid. Tipsier toddler starts with this one. I was sending all the hot air away from me. My mom had like an uncle and an uncle chakalaka.
Toddler. Right, Mahoney? Don't you think?
Chakalaka?
Chakalaka.
Chakalaka. That sounds like something I would say when I'm drunk.
Chakalaka.
It does. Oh, sounds like deliciousness, too. I'll go with you, Audrey. We'll stick with a toddler.
Oh. Toddler?
Dave's face is giving it away. It's not. It's a
that's true, guy.
I was sending all the hot air away from me. My mom had like an uncle and an uncle.
What you doing?
See? Damn it. I knew what I was right.
So were they talking about like gay marriage? My mother had an uncle and an uncle?
I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. Well,
here we go.
I'd like to know more.
This one, very confused. I'll give you that as a hint. Is that a jet? That's really a jet. That is literally a jet. What time is it? Why is there a jet? Where am I? What happened?
That's a toddler. A toddler waking up from a car nap is the vibes I'm getting.
Okay.
I'll follow your lead once again.
Oh, no.
You morons. No.
God,
no.
Is that a jet? Jet. There's literally a jet. What time is it? Why is there a jet? Where am I? What happened?
All right, I'm not guessing anymore.
Why was there a jet?
What was going on in that clip where that guy was so astounded by the fact that there was a jet?
So he had tried moonshine for the first time, and he had been drinking all day, and it was night, and
there was a jet.
There was just a jet.
Like jets aren't allowed to fly at night or something. Only daytime jets. All right.
I'm out, Mahoney. I'm not going to guess anymore because I'm putting myself in timeout.
You're ruining this.
Okay.
Here we go. On number three. You mean the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. On number three. No cap. These chips are fire, bro. What? I'm a boy, bruh. Yes, I am. Want some? Psych, I lied.
Oh, gosh.
These are hard, man.
Dude, this is so ridiculous. I mean, no cap has to be an adult. Has to be an adult. I'm going to go, this is just a tipsy person.
I'm out. I told you, I'm out. I put myself in timeout.
Wrong again. That was a little girl. Eating some chips with some sass.
No cap. These chips are fire, bro. What? I'm a boy, what?
No, you.
Yes, I am. What's up? Fat Alan.
That kid is clearly drunk. This game is rigged.
You guys are awful today.
We've got zero right.
Yes. I'm going to continue on because we've got a couple more here to see if you can
get
a single one right. You've already lost. Look at the waves. Oh, you love waves. Hey, wave your hands in the air. Everybody, look at the waves. Look at the waves.
My gut says toddler, but I don't know.
I think that's a
tipsy
person.
I said toddler two other times and was wrong.
It's got to be a tipsy person.
No, Mahoney. It is not. Audrey was right.
Finally, I got
toddler.
One.
Wave. Oh, you love waves. Hey, wave your hands in the air. Everybody. Look at the waves.
Okay, so Audrey kind of gets a half point there, right?
Oh, I said toddler.
No, but Mahoney with you guys playing together.
What half point crap is that?
Final one. Let's see if we can together get one right, okay? It's snowing so much. Mamma mia, papa mia. The enemy caught dinner. Be bunk. Can't open the door.
Tipsy person. Tipsy. This is 100% a tipsy person.
Yeah. Yeah. Well done, guys.
It's snowing so much. Mamma mia, papa pia. You're going to make craft dinner. Up your bunk. I can't open the door.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Let me ask you this. This is definitely more of a female opinion, but let's say your girlfriend, and you know, y'all have been dating for over 2 years. Let's say your girlfriend is cheating and her friends know about it, and all of her friends are kind of in your same friend group. Do you tell that person that they've been cheating, or do you stay friends with them? Like, how does that kind of girl code work?
Message deleted.
So I think all of us have this first inkling of
Mind your own business?
It's not even that you mind your own business. You just know what's going to happen when you tell. Because it's never going to end up being the way that you expect it to be. I feel like a lot of people would like to think that they would be like, oh, you know, we're going to break up. Nobody is going to cheat on me and get away with this. I'm going to be mad at her or him, whoever's cheating, and then we're going to be done. The person who always gets the raw end of the deal is the person who told.
Yeah.
They always get...
They get blamed somehow.
Blamed somehow.
A lot of times. Then,
I think you know the person. Like, if you have a relationship with somebody, like, if you're questioning whether you should or not, then you should not. Because I think if you have a relationship...
Then you're not that close.
Like, if with some of my close guy friends, I have relationships that I could tell them anything. And if I found out somebody was doing something and, you know, that they shouldn't have been doing,
right,
I 100% would tell them. But if it's somebody I'm questioning, zero chance I'm sticking my nose into somebody else's business.
If it's my best friend, I'm telling them in a second.
Sure. If they're being cheated on and you know about it and they don't, that's one thing. But if I know that one of my friends is cheating and I don't really know the dynamic in their relationship,
even if,
why on earth would I stick my nose in that?
Yep. Even if I know you, like decently well, but I don't call you a best friend. Like if I don't have the ability to call you whenever I'm like peeing, you know what I mean? Like if I'm not like on that level of comfort with you, like I'm not telling you. And that's almost out of protection and a boundary of us staying amicable as well, because you wouldn't probably do the same for me, nor do I care enough about that relationship that's going on between the two of you, because it's probably turbulent anyways.
It's the thing that gets me the most in situations like that. It's like when people come and they ask you for advice or they ask you about things like that and they just never take it anyways. And you tell them the truth and then they just never take it.
I have a theory. They're venting more than what they want advice. Yeah. So there's levels to advice giving. And it's like, are you talking to me about this because you want to get it off your chest? Are you talking to me about this because you actually want advice? Are you talking yourself through the scenario? Are you trying to work it out in your own head? Like, a lot of times people just want to hear themselves talk. They don't actually want the advice.
What people need to do, hire a therapist.
Yes, because everyone needs therapy.
Telling your, you know, venting like that to, you know, casual or, you know, maybe even somewhat more than casual friends, I think just makes people judge you.
To an extent,
but I feel like
talking
about your things are important. But you don't need to necessarily like tell your friends every single thing that you are going through.
Yeah, we're like two Bud Lights in while watching a football game. Can you shut up?
I think that therapy has this weird connotation that like you need it if things are bad. Like,
no,
I think
I'm not
that,
saying you
no,
need
no,
to.
No, I'm not saying that about you.
Seek out therapy.
I think
everyone.
That everyone should be in therapy. I think that it is definitely, Mahoney is so right. Whenever you are having discussions that are like you working through turbulent situations with your family, with your spouse, with your soon-to-be partner, with somebody who you just started dating, like those are things that third-party perspective can get so much clarity through it, and more so than and then your friends too. You're so right, Mahoney. If you have a bump in the road, your friend's got a bad taste in their mouth about the person.
But
you
also,
know what I mean?
On the other side of that, if you're in a new relationship, so we just heard about unfortunately Joe Coy and Chelsea Handler breaking up, a week or two ago, but one of the things that I was reading about that, I guess she said that they were in couples therapy and they'd only been dating a year. If you've only been dating a year and you need couples therapy at that point,
that ain't gonna work. Just pull the ripcord.
Like,
oh, I don't think so.
Under a year?
No, because I think that a lot of people are already in therapy, so they use that as a guiding tool.
I think
that, again, there's a negative connotation.
No, that one, like, if we need
in a year. Like, if we cannot keep up our facade of that we're a halfway decent person for at least a year, pull the plug on that.
I like that you guys are so pro-therapy, because I think that you're exactly right. I'm just saying, like, for me, if I don't find time to go to the dentist, I ain't going to the therapist.
You could do it via Zoom now.
You can Zoom?
Yeah, man.
Oh, really?
Dave, you gotta. It is so, it's one of those things where Mike Mahoney has said again about his dentistry, you can't not go for 10 years. Sure you can't can. Just, no, Dave, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
No. Dave.
It's fine.
It's
fine.
It's called scotch.
Yeah. When it starts hurting real bad,
but
then I'll go.
But no, but there's this stigma with dudes.
I'm part of the stigma, I guess. I don't see myself seeking out therapy. It's not because I have a negative connotation. My dad's a psychologist.
Right.
You know, it's like I don't have a negative connotation towards it. It's just I generally don't do things that I don't want to do. And that includes going to the doctor, going to the dentist, going to the therapist, all that stuff. That's probably the thing that I should be doing.
You should go to the doctor.
You should probably go to the doctor.
I probably should go.
Get your blood work
yeah,
done.
Like you should do that. You are such a calendar oriented person. Put it in your calendar.
I don't want to put it on my calendar.
I mean, we can go. I'm getting my blood drawn next week.
Oh, should we do it together?
We could go together. Yeah, I'll hold your hand.
Accountability. Yeah. You're kind of mocking, but if you need an accountability boy, then
be your blood buddy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So J Lo marries Ben Affleck, and honestly, I wouldn't even date Ben Affleck on the mere fact that his back tattoo is the most horrendous thing I've ever seen. And I know Mahoney thinks it's cool and everything. Sorry, Mahoney, I just think it's awful.
Message deleted.
Dude, did Mahoney say that Ben Affleck's back tattoo is cool?
Yeah, the Rising Phoenix on Ben Affleck's back is badass.
That is awful,
dude. It's
awful because it's the only thing on his back. If it was like a piece, it wouldn't look so horrible, but it's just like a ginormous Phoenix.
Yeah, it's
and
a
that's
whole
it.
Back piece.
Casually.
Rising
it's like in
the
upper left corner to the bottom
no,
left
it's
corner.
Terrible, man. He looks like a pale Viking.
Squishier.
I mean, what would a tan Viking be? Like, no, man, the Vikings were a pale people. They're from the north, like the Nordic area of Europe.
Man, now you guys got me in trouble. My wife just texted me. She really do need to get your blood work done.
Yeah, you do.
I know.
I know Audrey mentioned that one of her biggest fears is death or dying, but what about you, David Mahoney? What's a big fear of yours?
Message deleted.
Well, Dave, if you don't go get that blood work taken.
You're listening to the David Mahoney Morning Show.
So, Mahoney, you've always had a thing for older ladies. You've talked very openly about your early infatuation with Rosie O'Donnell. What was the movie Eden something?
East of Eden.
East of Eden. When
with Dan Aykroyd.
She was the black leather.
Opened
lingerie.
My eyes to the world of BDSM and leather.
Yeah.
Which, you know, maybe in my older age, I become a leather daddy.
A leather daddy.
Yeah. I think I feel like, you know, as hairy as I am now with all the back hair, could be a good time. Could be a good time to bust out the, you got the, like.
I don't think that's necessary.
X-rated village. Person,
dude. Let's not do that.
I can grow a mean-ass handlebar mustache.
You've also talked about Martha Stewart and how attractive you find her.
Dave, Martha Stewart is a national treasure, and I think timeless in her beauty and wisdom, and just anybody who can cook and craft as well as she does, that is maybe the biggest turn-on I could possibly think of in a partner.
And the fact that she's been to jail makes her even hotter.
White collar jail.
Yeah.
So you give me some of them stock tips?
Mm-hmm.
Just the stock tip?
So the reason why I bring it up is because in a few years, maybe, she will be old enough for you. But Sofia Vergara, 50 years old now.
She's timeless.
In your window.
Yeah. She is timeless.
Like, 10 years older isn't that much older.
No, not for me.
No,
not at all. I mean, I'm rewatching Modern Family right now. I've seen some episodes, but I'm like watching it the entire season.
You like start
seasons?
Over.
Yeah, start from the beginning. I'm on like season 5 right now out of 10, and so going through like wondering where all the people from the show are now. So I followed them all on Instagram, and everybody else has obviously gotten quite a bit older. The actor who played Luke, who was just a little kid, is now like 25.
He got ripped ass abs.
Oh, he did.
Dude, he's ripped.
Oh, good for him.
And good for him. But like,
he was, yeah, I mean, he got like weirdly large towards the end of that series.
He had a growth spurt. Yeah. And, you know, now is like a full-blown adult.
Yep.
And posting shirtless pictures, which is kind of, you know, you're like, oh, that's weird. But Sofia Vergara has
not. Did you like it? I mean, followed him. It's kind of
I liked it because that's what you do when you support people who you follow on Instagram. Uh-huh. But Sofia Vergara has not aged at all. It's
Ever.
Unreal.
People have been romanticizing her from like the 90s because she just was like the iconic like 90s absolute babe.
Yeah.
Because she was on a TV show, right? She was like one of those like VMA host type people like from back in the day. Yeah. Not VMA specific, but
maybe like E or something. She did something. She was blonde back then. But that's her natural hair color, which also, you know, is weird when you see old photos of her. You're like, damn. But her, the fact that she looks 50, it's changing. I don't know if we're just saying this because you and I are both in our 40s now.
Yeah.
That, like, you're like, 50's not that old.
It's not that old.
But, like, I remember people being in their 40s and 50s when I was young thinking that they were, like, ready to die.
Yeah.
No, like old people back in the day.
You're so right. Like when you were 10.
You're about to retire and get in your RV and go die.
Well, yeah. I mean, think about whenever you were like setting out like your life goals whenever you were 12. When somebody's like, what do you want to be whenever you're older? Older was like, what, 25? You're like, I want to be able to have like, whenever I graduate high school, I'm going to be married and have kids. And it's like, whenever you're 21, that's the last thing you're thinking about.
Do you ever feel like you haven't grown up yet?
I never grow up, I don't think. I feel...
like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I always thought adults had it figured out. Like, you knew how things worked. I still don't know how, like, taxes work. Interest rates. What? I mean, kind of, but not really.
Is that just because we're stupid and not older?
Yeah.
I think it was simpler back in the day. No, I think that our grandparents had it a lot more. They didn't have it as many options. No. There wasn't as much stuff.
No, but Dave and I's generation is that like generation that just kind of like, you know, our grandparents and our great grandparents.
They're all like the Great War and stuff.
You know, whenever I feel old, whenever there's a new technology that comes around and I'm like, nope. Like, that's what our grandparents did, right? Like, with with the iPhones, we're like, nope.
See, I'm like, I'm like, TikTok, pass. They were just like, computers, no.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So, as I've said many times on the air before, Mahoney is a toddler with a credit card. And so he decided that it'd be a good idea to get that, which is a large box of Tootsie Pops. And
it's for the studio, Dave. It's for our guests. It's for Audrey and I. It's for somebody who just needs a little bit of sugar, a little...
pick me up.
Yeah, man. We
you
have
should
a lot
hear
of
Mahoney slurping on these things. It sounds like a porn set. It's terrible.
I got to have a backup plan just in case I get fired.
But, and you also have to practice, you know? Because like sometimes if you get a little out of practice, so that's what the Tootsie Pop's
for. So 72 is the original count, and Audrey just... dumped the Tootsie Pops all over the counter. And
I
then
cleaned it up.
You did clean it up and then put them back in. But, you tell us. How many are left of the 72?
Of the 72, I mean, Mahoney, let's ask this. How many Tootsie Pops do you think you've had?
10.
There's no way.
I think I've had 10.
Because, Audrey, you've had maybe a couple of them,
I've
right?
had maybe 3.
Yeah.
Producer Jordan has had, like, 1.
He's had 1.
So it makes me think. There are people infiltrating our studio.
I think you're right. How many are left?
25.
There's no way I've eaten more than 10.
Almost 50 of these things have been eaten.
Who has been eating them?
And we did about 20, so there's about 30 of them that have been eaten without our consent. Somebody, again, we come into the studio. Nobody else uses the studio during the day besides us. So, and our cameras are turned to weird things. Our control board is all jacked up on a regular basis. There are people who are coming in here who are ganking our Tootsie Pops,
which is kind of crazy because, I mean, like, Tootsie Pops are great, but I feel like it's definitely like a niche like type of candy. Like, no one's really like actively like, oh yeah, like I would love a Tootsie Pop.
Now you have to aggressively eat a Tootsie Pop. Like, there, it's such a,
well, that's a jumbo one too. So
it's a jumbo one, right?
They're the giant sizes. Says it right there.
It's harder to swish around your mouth. It's why you say I eat it like I'm, you know, trying to get a promotion. It's because it's so big that there's no quiet way to do it.
And that's usually how it goes.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
So we just got a new producer around here, and Mahoney is already trying to fire him because he didn't think that the questions last week were tailored enough to his liking. And he claimed collusion and that.
I am a history buff. I have a encyclopedic knowledge of American and world history and social studies and political science. And the questions that you guys decided to collude against me, that will not stand.
if you are such a history buff, you should know that you very rarely win this game.
I win this all the time.
Take your headphones off, leave. Mahoney's going to go to a soundproof studio across the way.
History usually is. What is it? What's that thing? History is written by the victors.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
All right, so here we go, Audrey. There is a total of 6 questions today, meaning you do have a pass. Should you choose to use it, you are just trying to get more correct than Mahoney. If it is a tie, then we're going to give it to you because we hate him.
All right, so producer Jordan X, whatever we're calling you.
Yeah.
I do have a question. What's so up? Now since Mahoney's out, did you tailor his questions for me?
I didn't do these questions.
Oh, crap!
All right, here we go. First question. Which famous painter was also a sculptor, an architect, and an engineer?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Audrey, on the board fast. Very nice.
I just went to a museum about him. That's why I knew that. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you think about some of those guys back in the day and just how talented they were.
I mean, they didn't have any like social media to distract them. They just had all of the time to invest in hobbies.
So that's what we're blaming it on because we have TikTok.
Distractions.
That we have accomplished nothing with our lives.
Distractions,
yeah, okay.
For sure.
Fair.
Instant serotonin.
I'm with you. Yep.
Like they
cosign. Agree. Next question. What 2 letters don't appear on the telephone dial? So you know how like all of the numbers have letters that are associated with them. There's 2 letters that are missing. What are they? Are you looking at your phone?
Oh, there's 2 that are missing, huh? Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the ones that aren't used a lot, I would say. But which ones are they? It's going to be... I'm going to skip.
Okay.
I'm going to skip. But if I were to say that there were some that were skipped, maybe like Q.
Yeah, it's Q and Z, but I'm looking at a telephone right now. Is that correct? Is that just on the actual dial?
On the rotary?
Maybe it's just on the rotary, because I'm looking at a regular phone right now.
And it's on there.
Like
you got plenty
Z
of space.
There.
Yeah. Okay, we'll say the rotary phone, because I was going to say it's definitely Q and Z or something like that.
Something like
okay,
that,
okay, so I passed.
Passed, so you got 1 correct. Here we go on to the next question. What is the human name of the Hulk?
I don't know anything about this universe. Doctor.
Nope. Just stop right there. It's Bruce Banner.
I did know old Brucey. Oh,
what
drats.
Is the rarest blood type is the next question. The rarest blood type.
I should know this too. I don't. Oh. Question mark.
No.
It's going to be like B positive or something.
AB negative.
AB negative.
Yep. All right. So we got 2 more questions. You only have 1 correct so far. I think you'll get this one. I think. How many unforgivable curses are there in Harry Potter?
6 I just watched this movie because it's the 4th movie, and they talk about it, and they're in. Oh, no. Avada Kedavra is one of them.
A what?
There's 6 unforgivable curses. 7 3
Yeah. 3 All right.
No.
Final question.
I panicked.
Diabetes develops as a result of a problem with which specific organ in the body?
Your pancreas.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to my brother. He's type 1.
Yeah, diabetes. Are you going to tell him to come back in? Audrey, you got 2 correct.
Man, that was tough.
A little tough. All right. Mahoney has re-entered the room.
Good luck, dude.
Thank you.
Those are tough. Seriously, I didn't do very well, so good luck. Mm-hmm. If you need any collusion, I'll help you out.
Okay.
Okay.
More poorly written
yes.
Questions? Okay.
They're tough.
First question, which famous painter was also a sculptor, an architect, and an engineer?
What was that question again?
Which famous painter was also a sculptor, an architect, and an engineer? Mr. History Buff.
There's a lot of them that
didn't
were almost
you take
like that.
Art history?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Da Vinci.
Yep. Good guess. Well done.
That wasn't a good guess. That was a correct answer.
Okay, sure. Question number 2. Which 2 letters don't appear on a rotary telephone dial?
Who's looked at a rotary telephone dial?
Think back to your grandpa's house.
Oh, I like pap.
Feel like I should beat you guys with a rotary telephone for...
Those would be heavy.
This is a dumbass question. Did you...
They were heavy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know
ass.
If you could pick it up, without 2 people.
Pass.
Okay.
That's what I passed on, too.
Q and Z, correct answer. Human name for the Hulk is?
Bruce Banner.
That is 2 for Mahoney. What is the rarest blood type?
think it's O negative?
AB negative.
AB negative?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy? We got different kinds of blood. Like all of us.
Isn't that weird?
For real. Yeah, that's really weird.
That is weird.
Why?
That's weird. Why is our blood not the same?
Yeah.
It's just blood.
It's just blood.
Yeah.
It's not, though. Here we go. Second to last question. How many unforgivable curses are there in Harry Potter?
I didn't do this.
Seven.
I said seven, too.
Yeah.
And you missed it?
She missed it, yeah.
I panicked.
Three.
It's three.
Three.
I also said three, but.
Final question. And it all comes down to this. Audrey got two correct. You have two correct. If you get this right, you win. If not, you lose. Diabetes develops as the result of a problem with which specific organ in the body?
He's going to get it wrong. What the hell?
He's going to get it wrong.
Your pancreas?
Ah, you win.
By one. I didn't get the Bruce Banner. I didn't know anything about the whole.
Horrible questions. Horrible questions.
Stephen Mahoney. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So it happened for the first time this weekend. My little entrepreneurial daughters decided that they were going to set up a lemonade stand outside of our house.
Being 1,000 degrees outside, probably not a bad idea.
Well, it's a bad idea for me because I had to stand there holding the baby because I was in dad mode. My wife was at Monster Jam with our son. And so it was just me trying to set up a lemonade stand holding a baby on the street.
Well, you said they were entrepreneurs. Maybe the worst entrepreneurs of all time because they were offering the lemonade for free.
Incorrect. So.
Oh, you guys did a little.
Free lemonade tips welcome.
Oh, and you can't not tip. Yeah. They're so cute.
Yeah. I mean, so there's not a ton of traffic in our neighborhood. So I think we got a total of 4 customers.
Okay.
But they better a tip.
They did. Yeah.
Did they tip well?
They made $13.
Did you put? That's really good, actually. Yeah. So did you put a little cash in there to start?
Well, no, I didn't actually.
You got to do that, man.
What?
You got to at least put $1 in
to
show the people.
To show.
Put a $100 bill in there.
Yeah, for their hard work.
The tone. No, but so, I mean, it was a loss because before my wife left, she forgot to get solo cups and ice.
Oh, so you got to go out and buy $13.
No, I had to Instacart it. For the house.
And Instacart's definitely got a premium.
$30 to get that stuff delivered to the house. So
it was
your kids owe you $17.
Yeah. They owe me $17.
Yeah.
Best get to work.
You got to show them the way that works, on a slow day.
It was a stark difference, though, between, like, some people were just so sweet. You know, like, they would drive by, and then they'd turn around and come back, and they'd have their little money, and they'd congratulate the girls on how great it looked. And I didn't know, like, are you supposed to make your own lemonade? Because almost everyone asked, did you make this lemonade?
Yeah.
You're supposed to, Dave.
And my daughter's like, no, we bought it. Just had the jug of lemonade sitting there.
What do you mean jug? Like,
usually
you
just go buy, like, Minute Maid packet.
No, you can't do the Minute Maid. You got to do, like, from scratch, man.
No, we didn't
just not do the Minute Maid thing. We did the it's just lemonade that comes in a lemonade thing.
I mean, I did not make it at all. I guess that's fine, but usually you do. I mean, I don't know. Mahoney's an overachiever, going like with the full fresh lemon squeezing.
Typical
and the sugar.
Americans outsourcing everything.
Mr. Smarter, not harder over here.
Take our nerves. Gat said you're supposed to make it yourself from scratch. Really?
Yes.
From scratch.
If you've got a lemonade stand out in a neighborhood, you need to have made that lemonade yourself.
You know who makes lemonade better than me? Minute Maid. They do.
I don't think so.
It was good taste in lemonade. But what I found kind of funny is
you should have cut some water in it to like make your profits go a little farther.
like I'm stomping on cocaine?
It probably would have tasted a little bit better, too. Like have it a little watered down, and then that way you could have said, yes, actually, we did make it.
But so they brought a tip jar out, but
okay.
They just grabbed the first thing they could find, which was one of Daddy's scotch glasses. So they had that sitting on their lemonade stand. And it astounded me, like some people, like I said, super nice. But then some people would just drive by and not even look at them.
Not even wave?
Not even
give
look.
Them a wave.
Not, you give them a
give
wave.
Kids
like
a wave.
You don't have any cash or whatever. Like, doesn't matter.
They hate
you
kids.
Know?
You should have had Venmo available.
I should have had the cash.
You should have got a Square.
Yeah.
You got to step your, man, you for a guy who runs businesses.
Yeah, Dave, this is your fault.
What do you want to put on some spike strips and like make
yes.
sure everyone
put,
stops?
Like, make a QR code.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So, Jordan Peele has another monster hit on his hands. I'm seeing mixed reviews of Nope, but it beat Thor at the box office. 44 million in 3,700 theaters, followed by Thor, which brought in 22.1. Minions in third. But yeah, that's big, man.
I mean, 71% fresh from the audience from Nope and 82% fresh from the critics. And
oh, that's better than I thought. I saw a handful of people saying that it was not great on just on social media. Well, so that's better than I thought.
I feel like the Jordan Peele horror thriller-esque type of movies are fantastic. I think that they definitely aren't like the original horror films that we're used to.
It's
so
a different
kind
take.
Of like having to go into a different headspace in order to understand the horror thriller that is 2022.
Yeah, kind of like the psychological thriller.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love the stuff that he does. You know, I think one of the most underrated sketch shows of all time is Key and Peele. Him sure. and Keegan-Michael Keel are like some of the, you know, Chappelle Show got tons and tons and tons of accolades. And, you know, shows like Mad TV did all right, SNL. But I thought that Key and Peele really never put out a bad episode. And I was sad when it signed off the air. But seeing the success that he's had in Hollywood and just kind of been able to draw audiences based upon his name now, that's something that only an elite few directors yep. are able to do. You're like, oh, that's a Jordan Peele film? I'm going to go see it.
And all three of his movies out of the gate have debuted yep. at number one.
Have you guys also seen there's this take on the internet right now that's getting a lot of pull towards the conversation of Nope and diversity as well on TikTok? People are comparing and are trying to compare Kiki Palmer, who is the lead in this new film Nope, to Zendaya.
That's such yeah. a dumb take. It's like different actresses both doing
child stars, doing, great
doing
everything.
You can't just don't pit actresses and actors against each other like that. It's just, I thought that was such a dumb conversation
Agreed.
For people to have. It's like, celebrate the people who you like, watch them succeed.
And they're
succeed.
Both massively successful.
Yes. And good for her for having, you know.
She stood up for herself in the best way.
Well, I was going to say, just like, I don't know. I feel like people are always trying to find reasons to tear down certain actresses or actors for whatever reason. It's just like, just celebrate them and let them do their thing if they continue to put out great content.
So we were talking about it earlier, but at Comic-Con this weekend, there was all sorts of announcements, and this is a pretty big one if you're a fan. I didn't know that they were going on to their fifth season now, but Mayans MC, the offshoot of Sons of Anarchy,
yeah.
is going for a fifth season. Did Sons of Anarchy even go for five seasons?
I think they went for six,
maybe five
I thought.
Or six.
Yeah.
But the fact that this spinoff, because I've never watched it, I really like Sons of Anarchy quite a bit.
Did you watch like the first season of Mayans and you just kind of noped out of it?
I don't think so. Maybe I watched an episode or two, yeah. but yeah,
I never got into it.
Yeah.
Well,
and maybe I need to give another shot. I mean, they're just greenlit now for a fifth season. They rolled that out at Comic-Con this week.
You just don't hear the fanfare that you heard about Sons of Anarchy, about Mayans. Whereas yeah. you think about spinoff shows, Better Call Saul, on mm-hmm. the other hand, you know, the spinoff from Breaking Bad,
so
which
good.
Is in its final season, and we're like down to like four new episodes left
yep.
Before they wrap up. That, on the other hand, has gotten a ton of accolades. Or even like 1883
yep.
from Yellowstone. It just Mayans just feels like it kind of got lost in the shuffle
yep.
of things. But keep pumping out content, man. I mean, like, I feel like we are in the golden age of television right now.
I just started a Terminal List.
What do you think?
With Chris Pratt
on Amazon Prime.
What do you think?
I mean, I'm only one episode in, but
I know.
It's a woof. That comes out of the gate pretty fast.
It definitely does one of those things where you're like, hold on, I wasn't expecting it to go there. So it yeah. hooks you in and to make sure that you want to finish out the season. And I think that there are not enough shows. Mahoney, you said we're in the golden age of TV. I feel like not enough shows do exactly that. Where yeah. like the first episode is just so middling, you kind of are just like getting lost in the plot, getting lost in the character lineup, and it's like, come on, I don't want to have to watch half a season in order to like.
You
really
need to make a splash.
Yeah.
I mean, and you think about shows, you say you don't want to get lost in this plot. Lost, as far as yeah. best first episodes
yeah.
went,
yeah.
that episode was game changing.
I mean, the cliffhanger that you would have at the end of every episode, yeah. and Breaking Bad did the same thing. You know, they did a lot of times where they set up. Like the floating bear in the pool or whatever,
yeah.
and you're like, how
that
on earth
season.
Did this happen, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. Big announcement from Marvel over the weekend as well at Comic-Con. Ant-Man and the Wasp is going to be dropping in February of next year, February 2023.
Which, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
For real, Paul Rudd.
For real, man.
I don't even know if I like Ant-Man. I've never even seen it, but like,
you never
just
saw
give...
Him?
that man all the money.
No.
Hollywood, give him all
Ant-Man's
of his money.
Been, I feel like the Marvel movies, like the more recent Thors and Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man that are more like humor, that have a lot of humor.
They also
in
did
them
say
as well.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is coming out, and then Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
That trailer, did you watch it yet?
I haven't watched that one yet, no. I know I'm going to get sad, though, because it's just...
It is sad.
Well, yes, for sure. But going to be another blockbuster, probably going to do $1 billion domestically, and as they should, man. Marvel really has kind of figured out how to make every one of their intellectual properties into just monster movies at the box office. And I know there's some people out there who are like, well, we don't have these great movies like we used to, but I feel like as far as big, dumb action movies go, Marvel has just really cornered that market.
And they got great stars, too.
All of them
are
so hot.
Everybody who's in there becomes a star.
Yes.
I mean, there's not one unfortunate person to look at in any of those movies. You have Ryan Reynolds, Paul Rudd,
yeah.
Chris Pratt, Chris Evans,
Chris
all the Chrises.
Yeah, all the Chrises.
Too many Chrises, actually.
You know what? Gwyneth Paltrow. It's a personality.
She's still hot to look at.
She just sucks.
Yeah.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I know Audrey mentioned that one of her biggest fears is death or dying, but what about you, Dave and Mahoney? What's a big fear of yours?
Message deleted.
Not dying and being broke. Like, here's the thing. I don't want to
totally
be
running
95
out of money.
Years old and have blown through all my savings.
Yeah.
That's much worse. Let me just die at like 80 and have a couple bucks left.
But have you heard of reverse mortgages, Mahoney? You could get one of those in your house.
Please tell me more, Henry Winkler.
It's Tom Selleck on those now, I think.
Is it?
And he starts off with, I would never lie to you or tell you to do something that is bad for you. I'm like, that means you're lying to us,
yeah. Tom Selleck, even with that glorious mustache.
Beautiful mustache. Lie to me all you want.
Mm-hmm. Please leave a message after the tone.
Joey Chestnut's claim to fame is shoving Nathan's wieners in his mouth.
Message deleted.
Dude, Joey Chestnut is one of the greatest athletes of all time in any sport.
Sorry if you're mad that that's what peak male physical performance looks like, but it is.
I mean, when you think about dominating any sport for, 15 plus years, very few athletes can talk about that. Michael Jordan had an amazing 6-7 year run.
Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky, probably the second greatest athlete ever, but number one, Joey Chestnut.
And just doubled down on his greatness by whooping that dude's ass this year. There was some protester who ran up on stage and he just straight up threw him to the ground, ragdolled him. Like,
if you've never tried to compete in a eating competition, try it once.
It's awful.
It is horrendous.
It looks disgusting. Every time I see it on TV, and they always play it because there's, this lull in sports sometimes, like during the summer.
July 4th is one of the most boring weeks of sports ever.
And they'll put it on restaurants. And I'm like, this is the exact, this is the one place where I don't want to be watching something like that.
Yeah.
I will take a hot dog eating contest over your stupid ass cornhole competition any day of the week.
I like cornhole.
You don't watch that.
I watch that casually.
Mm-hmm.
I like when ESPN just says F it and they do their whole, like the Ocho, where it's like mullet competitions and just like the really corny stuff.
The mullet toss even?
The mullet competitions where they have clearly just spray painted ESPN in crude lettering on a banner that's hung up crooked in the background.
And
like, just
they're working
cares.
On their funding.
No one cares.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I have the ultimate Karen story for you. I do DoorDash, pull up this woman's house, knock on the door, open it up. She starts fussing because it's not in the hot bag. And then she starts at me. I'm sorry. She starts complaining to me because the meal is cold. And I just kind of tell her, I'm sorry, get back in my car, because I looked and saw what it was before I brought it, and it was a salad. Why you want your salad in a hot bag is beyond me, but for some reason it was important to her.
Message deleted.
I feel like that's just somebody looking to complain for the sake of complaining. Yeah. And those are the worst people on the planet.
Yep.
Because they don't have any validation for why they're complaining.
Just perpetually unhappy, looking to cut everybody down because your life sucks, you're miserable, and you want to suck people in to that solar system of despair.
And do you know why you're so angry? Because you're door dashing salads to your house.
Facts.
Get some wings, lady.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So, Mahoney, you and I have talked about how crazy Costco is on a regular basis. It's so chaotic, I don't even really like going there just because everyone's got these giant carts. They're flying all over the place. It seems like everyone's angry.
You don't have a game plan. You don't know where things are.
You're right.
And that changes the dynamic of an experience. Me, being the seasoned veteran that I am, knowing where everything is, knowing exactly what I'm going to get, and the proper times to go, changes the experience for me. But you're right. Costco, for the... if it's your first time going in, it's gonna overwhelm you.
So my wife is far braver than I am. She goes to Costco by herself, but with all four kids. So it's just not her and I together. It's just her and all four kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as we know, Costco can be pretty tense. And there was a situation that went down on Friday.
What kind of situation are we talking
about?
She went
to Costco, and she was in the parking lot, and she likes to be close to like the where you return the carts because she like to grab a cart
and you don't want to leave the kids and
the kids are in the car and so
I
like
get that with, I try to park close to the bins as well
with a 2-year-old and a 3-month-old being close to the carts is important so you can put the baby carrier right in there get the 2-year-old in there then the older girls can walk by themselves but so she sees this person who is waiting to back out we've all experienced it before where the person that is backing out is taking forever to back out what are you doing move.
Yeah,
because I always try to, if I see somebody waiting, quickly get out of that spot and go so they can take the spot.
Or don't turn on your like reverse lights if you're just going to sit there.
Exactly.
For 10 minutes.
Well,
that's a dick move.
That was a situation that was happening. For whatever reason, this lady was taking a while to back out. But she was sitting there waiting because it's right by the bins, like you said. It's an important move. And there's this older guy in this pickup truck that starts honking at her. And he pulls up next to her and he screams at her to move her ass. And so she's like, really?
You got four kids.
I got four kids in the car.
I'm waiting for a spot. You can move around.
She ends up waiting for the spot, and the guy ends up parking right across the aisle, but he backs his truck in.
Okay.
And then she gets out of the car, and he goes, see, was that so hard just to park like I did? And this is where, I don't know if she's going to get the award. I think she is up for Parent of the Year now as a result of this.
What did she do? Because, I mean, this guy's clearly just a piece of garbage.
She goes, oh, shut up, you old F. And my 3-year-old who's in the car goes, yeah, you old F. And then my 6-year-old pops her head out, and she goes, you're a bad man. You're a bad man.
She said your wife rolled up with a squad.
A squad, and they all just start piling on this guy.
Like the monkeys from the Wizard of Oz, just send them all out at once, man. Swarm them.
I'm like, oh my god, my 3-year-old just called him an old F. That is so great.
I mean, I really do.
Have
feel
you had
like
to have the conversation like that? Is only for certain situations.
Only certain situations.
Not at that, school, but at Costco parking.
Costco parking lot, totally acceptable.
They were riding for Mama that day.
Hell yeah, they were.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of 1,000 thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. The land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.